Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Talking about getting answers correct, this bloke got most of them correct. He did fantastically well. Jake Weinstein, a grade 11 kid at King David High School, Linksfield, was a competitor in the Chidon HaTanach in Israel. Good morning, Jake. Well done to you. How are you feeling?
Good morning. Yeah, I'm feeling great. Thank you. Thank you for having me on here.
All right. So for anybody who doesn't know, what is the Chidon HaTanach?
So basically, the Chidon HaTanach, it's a worldwide Bible quiz. It's basically what it is. It's almost like a test, a competition on 400, like kind of half of the Tanakh. And it starts off by every country that have their national rounds, which determines who will go to Israel to represent their country on the international level. And then you get to Israel, you have a two-week machane, a two-week camp for everyone who came to represent the country, and it ends off with the finals on Yom HaAtzmaut.
That's actually incredible. I didn't realize that there was this two-week camp beforehand. What's that like? Is it competitive, or is it much more friendly and interactive?
So, I mean, it was certain people, there was very different people. Like for me and myself, I was more focused on enjoying the camp completely rather than actually competing in the competition. But the guys who were up for first and second were definitely a lot more competitive than everyone else. But yeah, the camp was unbelievable. It was very enjoyable. I kind of try to focus more on enjoying the camp because it's right. A one in a lifetime.
Absolutely. And did you make connections there with people? Because, I mean, it really is, I would imagine, in many ways, like-minded people, people that are interested in similar types of things from all around the world. Did you make interesting connections?
Yeah, definitely. I made friends for life, I met people from all over the world, people with different cultures, but we all came there with one commonality, which was our love for the Tanakh and also for the state of Israel. So it's very easy, to connect with the people very quickly. And yeah, I made some very strong connections and, people I'll remember for the rest of my life, for sure.
That is absolutely incredible. Is this something that you've always been interested in?
So no, it wasn't something I've always been interested in. It originally started, I entered the competition. I wasn't sure what my intentions were, if I was going to actually, try to do well in it or not. But when the coronavirus came, and I had all this free time on my hands, I decided to try for one test. I'll maybe learn a little bit. And when I saw that I did okay, I came maybe 10th in South Africa in that one test. Mm. I decided, maybe I can.
You can do
if
this.
I try a bit harder, maybe I can eventually, do well in it. So yeah, it worked out very well in the end.
And what I haven't mentioned is how well you did in Israel. You actually did the best a South African has ever done, along, I think, with one other student a couple of years ago. But you came in fourth, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. So my original goal was always a South African hadn't made the top eight in very long. So my original goal was to make the top eight. And when I got to the top eight, there was actually another South African alongside me. So which I think this is the first time in a very long time that instead of not only one South African was in the top eight,
incredible,
but two South Africans were in the top eight. And when I got into the top eight, I pretty much just relaxed. I started enjoying the experience a lot more. The nerves went away. And luckily, I got all my questions right, which put me in the top four eventually.
Unbelievable. I mean, that is just really, really incredible. What's the format of the competition, of the final?
So how it works is a month before, we wrote a test out of 50 marks. We wrote it on Zoom. Normally the test was meant to be on the camp, three, 4 days before the actual finals. But because of COVID, they wanted to do the test before just to make sure there wasn't any issues in case we weren't going to come to Israel or anything like that. So we did the test a month before. And basically out of the 50 marks, whoever got the highest 16 marks would advance to the finals. And in the finals, the round one, you get asked one question. It's a two-part question. And if you get that question right, you get 10 marks. And basically, your marks keep on adding up until you get to the final two. So then the round two was the round eight questions, which was the quick-fire questions. And how that works, there's also two parts to it. There was the first part where you get a small word, a place, a, like a, a key word almost, and you have to identify the book. And then part two of that question was you get 1 minute to answer 5 questions. So that's the round that pretty much
eliminates people.
Pulls everyone out. So I was lucky. I did well in that round, which put me into the top 4. And then the third round was the prime minister questions.
Right.
And and then lastly, you get the head to head with the last two.
It's really phenomenal, and I would imagine that you're incredibly proud, as you should be, of your achievement, because it really is amazing. Did you get a lot of support from the school, from King David?
Yeah, I got support from everyone, from the school, from our community, from all my friends, everyone. The support was amazing. Like when I opened my phone after, I had like hundreds and hundreds of messages. Yeah, it was great. It really was.
Absolutely. I would imagine life transforming, this whole experience.
Yeah, it was something I'll never forget. I learned so much. Being in Israel, not only for the competition, but I was in Israel for Yom HaShoah, Yom HaZikaron, Yom HaTzmaut.
Incredible.
So to be in Israel at that time, I learned so many things, and I experienced so many things that I've, only dreamed about and saw pictures about. So it was really incredible.
Absolutely fantastic. Jake Weinstein, grade 11, King David High School at Linksfield, competitor in the Chidon HaTanakh in Israel, doing absolutely fantastic. Well done to you, and you should be really, really proud. We are.